Hi there, this is Kevin Skinner, pastor at First Baptist Church in Stockdale, Texas, and welcome to our weekly message podcast. If you live in the Stockdale area, then I would invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. to worship with us in person. You can also check out our webpage at fbcstockdale.org. Here at First Baptist, we are a community church with a kingdom mission, and we invite you to join us on that mission.
So I realize that we are in Texas and we don't have many mountains around here. But as we start off this morning, what I want us to do, I want you to imagine that you're standing at the foot of a mountain, a really tall mountain, and you are planning on climbing this mountain. And as you look up, the summit seems distant and the trails going up to the top seem steep. And as you think about climbing that mountain, you may feel just a bit overwhelmed. But I would remind you that you don't have to climb that mountain in one giant step, right? You only need to focus on the next step. Instead of focusing on all of the steps, you just focus on the very next step that you need to take. The path may twist and turn, the altitude may change, the weather may shift, but if you just keep focusing on that next step that you need to take, eventually you're going to get to where you're going, you're going to get to the top. Now, sometimes that next step may simply be resting, or maybe reassessing your gear, maybe even taking a drink of water, but in any case, it's simply about knowing where you are and what step you need to take next. So we're in the middle of this series right now titled Next Steps, and this is to coincide with our vision for 2025 that we would move forward in our faith, recognizing that really we're all at different points in our walk with the Lord. We're all at different points in our faith, all at different points on that mountain, if you will. And I want you to hear my heart in this series. I realize that many times as we think about coming to faith in Christ and growing into a mature believer, or maybe growing as a church member, many times that can be overwhelming to us. We don't really know what we need to do. And so instead of doing something, we simply do nothing. And we become stagnant in our faith. But that's certainly not my desire for us as your pastor. My desire is not that we would become stagnant in our faith, but that we would continue to be growing regardless of where we are in our walks with the Lord. And so my encouragement to us as we think about growing in our relationship with Christ, as we think about continuing in our walk with the Lord, my encouragement to us is focus on the next step. So that regardless of where you might find yourself on that mountain, whether you're at the base or somewhere in between, you don't have to be overwhelmed by that mountain, but instead you can just take one more next step forward. So focus on that next step. The next step could be, for some of you, the first step of salvation, surrendering your life to Christ as Lord. But maybe you've done that. Maybe the next step for you is the step of baptism. We talked about that last week. It could be that the next step for you is getting plugged into a growth group to begin growing, or maybe the next step for you is to begin serving or even financially giving. But for some of you, that next step could be taking the step to become a church member. And so this morning, as we look at our passage, we're going to talk about this next step of church membership. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Romans chapter 12. We're going to look at verses 3 through 8 this morning. Romans 12, 3 through 8. Now, just prior to our passage, Paul talks about God's mercy for us and our response to his mercy. And in Romans 12, 2, he says, "Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God." Now, I realize that as we're going through this series, I'm giving you each a different next step for where you might be in your walk with the Lord. But this is what I want you to understand. Regardless of where you find yourself in your walk with the Lord, whether you gave your life to Christ yesterday or whether you gave your life to Christ 20 years ago, regardless of where you are in your walk with the Lord, we are all called to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That is something that God calls every single believer to do. And so if we're called to this, if we're called to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, how do we do this? We do this by turning from the world and by turning to God's Word. So just before Christmas, I posted this picture on social media. And this is a picture of a gift that was wrapped, labeled with my name on it, just behind the Christmas tree. And I said on social media, I really hope that that's a Red Ryder BB gun. And if you've seen A Christmas Story, then you get that joke, right? But that's not what was in the gift. What was in the gift, when I opened it up on Christmas morning, it was this, a box of 18 Twinkies. Now, that may not sound appealing to you, but my family knows how much I love Twinkies, and so it was appealing to me. But imagine if I ate that box of 18 Twinkies in one sitting, all right? That would be incredibly unhealthy, and like it or not, it would impact the shape that I'm in, and the shape would likely be round, right? Now, just like putting junk food into our bodies can impact the shape that we're in, understand what we put into our minds ultimately shapes how we think, it shapes how we speak, it shapes how we act. And so if we're constantly putting garbage into our minds, whether we're talking about from TV shows, movies, books, music, whatever that might be, if we're constantly putting garbage into our minds, then whether we like it or not, it is going to shape who we are. And we're going to end up looking more like the world than we do of God's Word. But that's not what God has called us to as believers. God has not called us to simply look like the world. No, He has called us not to be conformed to this age, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. And so if we want to be transformed by God instead of conformed to this world, it's going to happen by turning from the world and by turning to God's Word. So we see this call not to be conformed to this age, but to be transformed. But then what we see is a call for us to unite our lives with other believers. And this is where we pick up in our passage right now. Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8. It says, "For by the grace given to me, I tell everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he should think. Instead, think sensibly as God has distributed a measure of faith to each one. Now, as we have many parts in one body, and all the parts do not have the same function, in the same way, we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. According to the grace given to us, we have different gifts. If prophecy, use it according to the proportion of one's faith. If service, use it in service. If teaching, in teaching. If exhorting, in exhortation. Giving with generosity. Leading with diligence. Showing mercy with cheerfulness." Now, as we look at this passage, I want to begin by highlighting the beginning part of verse 3. It says, "For by the grace given to me, I tell you, everyone among you." So who is Paul talking about when he addresses everyone among you? So the book of Romans was a letter written to about 6 to 10 house churches in Rome at that time. Remember, this is still very early on in Christianity, and so Christians simply met where they were able to meet. And so this letter would have been shared between each of these 6 to 10 local churches within those homes. And so this letter, it would have been read by each of these churches, and they would have understood these words to be words for them to apply within the context of their local church. Much like as we think about in Stockdale this morning, we have several different local churches that are meeting. We're each looking to God's Word, but as we look at God's Word, we're each applying we're each applying God's Word to our own lives within the context of our local church. But I want you to understand this. This letter, it was not simply written to individual believers operating in their faith on their own. No, this letter was written to believers within the context of a local church body because it was understood that being a part of and functioning within a local church body is something that God called believers to do, and it's still something that God is calling believers to today. Author and evangelist Shane Pruitt recently said it this way on social media: going to church doesn't make you a Christian, but being a Christian should make you want to go to church. And I would take that and modify his words just a little bit to say this: going to church doesn't make you a Christian, but being a Christian should make you want to become part of a local church body. Why? Because from the time that Jesus died, rose again, and ascended, God has called his people to gather together with other believers and to operate as a believer within a body. Now, this doesn't mean that we only operate as believers when we're together within these walls. We are operating as believers within these walls, but we're also to go out from this place and to live as a believer outside of these walls as well, no matter where we are all week long. In a sense, you can picture it similarly to your own family. When you're in your home with your own family, you are living as a part of that family, but when you leave your house, you don't suddenly become not part of that family anymore. You are still part of that family, regardless of where you are, and at the end of the day, you go back to your home, you go back to your family. And so in the same way, God calls us to connect with other believers within the context of a local church, and we live as believers when we're together. But when we go out from this place, we don't suddenly become not part of our family anymore. We go out and we continue to live as believers. We continue to live as followers of Christ wherever we go. And then we come back together, and we worship together, and we're equipped together, and then we're sent back out once again. So going to church doesn't make you a Christian, but being a Christian should make you want to become part of a church body. And so as we think about this call to church membership, there are three things that I want us to understand this morning from our passage. First, church membership is a call to humility. Let's look at all of verse 3 now. It says, "For by the grace given to me, I tell everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he should think. Instead, he should think sensibly as God has distributed a measure of faith to each one." Church membership is a call to humility. Believe it or not, these churches in Rome were not perfect. How do I know this? Because there was more than one person within each of these churches. And this is what I've learned, whether we're talking about a church family, a work family, or even your own family, anytime you get at least two people together, you're not going to agree on everything all the time. You know, there was a period of time when the pastoral staff here at First Baptist Church Stockdale agreed on everything all the time. That's when I was the only pastor on staff. All right, but then we hired Palmer on board, and you've seen our posts on social media. We get along really well. But Because we're two different people with two different minds, we don't always agree on everything. Now, we may disagree on something as small as a TV show or something as big as a theological position, but because we're two different people, we don't agree on everything all the time. But this is what makes it work: humility. Both Palmer and I have chosen to operate, to work, and to lead with humility. Therefore, it's okay if we don't agree on everything all the time, because at the end of the day, we both want to live in submission to Christ. And I want you to understand that's just a small sample of how the church as a whole is to operate. Let me put it this way: a church is a group of people living their lives in submission to Christ together. Let me say that again. A church is a group of people living their lives in submission to Christ together, even if we don't agree on everything. I can imagine the things that we might disagree on. If I were to survey this church this morning on an array of topics, there may be some things that we agree on, but I would guess that we're going to disagree on some things as well. But coming together and functioning as a member of a church body is not about getting our way. It's not about making sure that our voice is heard above everyone else's. No, coming together and functioning as a church member means that there's this willingness to live in submission to Christ, even with those that we might disagree with. And let me just give you a practical way for us to practice humility. Don't focus on your greatness. Focus on God's greatness. You see, if you focus on your own greatness, there's probably some that you think that you're greater than and some that maybe you think that you're lower than. But when we focus on God's greatness, what we realize is that we are all lower than Him. He is greater than all of us, and we all need His mercy and His grace and His forgiveness to be poured out on all of us. So don't focus on your greatness, focus on God's greatness, because that will help you to operate with humility with your brothers and sisters in Christ. So church membership is a call to humility. Second, church membership is a call to cooperate. Let's look at verses 4 and 5 again. It says, "Now as we have many parts in one body, and all the parts do not have the same function, in the same way, we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members of one another." Church membership is a call to cooperate. So if you look around the room right now, you'll see all of these stained glass windows that were installed back in the 90s when the sanctuary was updated. And there are a couple of things that I want you to notice about these stained glass windows. First, I want you to notice that they don't all look the same. While they're similar in color, they aren't all exactly the same. They have different pictures that are painted on each one of them. And so while they're similar, they're each unique. But second, I want you to notice that they all go together. While each window is beautiful in and of itself, when you look at all of these windows together and all of the pictures together, what you get is the story of the gospel. From beginning to the end, you get it all. So they don't all look the same, but they do all go together. And in many ways, that's what it's like being a part of a local church body. Understand, church membership is not about uniformity, it's about unity. If you look around the room right now, you'll notice that you don't all look the same. And I mean this beyond simply physical appearances. I also mean this the way that Paul means it here, talking about gifts and talents. God has gifted each one of us in a different way. And so while our gifts and our talents may look different from one another, we're able to come together to form a beautiful thing, a church. And as we come together, we're able to work together that we might glorify God as one. So church membership, it's not about uniformity, it's about unity. And so if you're here today and maybe you've been visiting, you haven't taken that next step to become a member here at First Baptist Church Stockdale because maybe you think, man, I look different from everybody else, or the way I'm gifted is different from everybody else. I just don't fit in. Listen, that's okay. It could be that God is calling you here with your unique gifts and talents so that you can be like one of these stained glass windows, unique, but part of the whole story that God has for us here at First Baptist Church Stockdale. So church membership is a call to humility, and it's a call to cooperate. Third and finally, church membership is a call to service. Let's look at verse 6 again. It says, according to the grace given to us, we have different gifts. Church membership is a call to service. So this is not unique to me, what I'm about to do. In fact, Sarah, my wife, she saw this video on Facebook and showed it to me. So if you don't like what I'm about to do, it's Sarah's fault. But if you could, lean forward or raise up if you're able to, and just put your hand right behind you, on the seat right behind you or the seat right under you, all right? And so right there, you'll likely feel a warm spot where you've been sitting. Understand, that warm spot is not your contribution to the kingdom, all right? Now, I'm glad you laughed. I wasn't completely sure how that would go over, but I do think it's a good reminder for us that God hasn't called us to simply come and sit. God has called us to come and serve. Now, I realize that some, especially as we get older, it becomes more difficult to serve in some of the physical ways that maybe you used to serve, and that's okay. Right, even if your act of service is being a faithful prayer warrior right in the seat that you're sitting in, that is still a huge contribution to the kingdom of God. I'm reminded of Billy Joe Wolf, longtime church member here. In her later days, she was unable to make it up to the church. And I would go and visit her, and she would say, man, I want to be up at the church serving, but I just can't do that anymore. But I want you to know that I'm still praying for the church. Every day I'm praying for you. And I just told her, I said, that is a huge act of service that you're doing for us by praying for us each and every day. You are still serving the kingdom right where you are. So even if it's done from the chair that you're sitting in, that's okay. That's still service to the Lord. But God has not called us to simply come and sit. God has called us to come and serve. Now, you may be wondering, what is my gifting? How do I begin serving? And so I would simply encourage you to look for the passions that God has placed inside of you, because it could be that your passions could be your giftings. Your passions could be your giftings. Let me give you two examples. Now, we have plenty of examples that I could pull from, so if I don't use you, don't feel offended, all right? But let me give you two examples. Rachel Williams is one. She has a passion for media. She shared that with me. And so she's the one that has begun recording and editing our announcement videos for us, something I used to do, but now she's come alongside me and she's taken that off my plate, and so she's able to use her passion and her gifting for the kingdom of God right here at First Baptist Church Stockdale. Her husband is the other example that I'll use. He has a passion for internet and networking, all of that stuff, something that I have absolutely no idea what to do there. But he's come in and he's helped to rewire some of our internet, improve it, and also to improve some of the Wi-Fi here as well. And so he's able to use his giftings for the Lord. So look for your passions, because your passions could be your giftings. And as you recognize those giftings, begin using them for the Lord, maybe even right here at First Baptist Church Stockdale. So church membership is a call to humility. It is a call to cooperate, and it's a call to service. And maybe church membership is the step that you need to take today. But let me remind you, if you've never taken that first step of salvation by surrendering to Jesus Christ as Lord, then that's the first step that you need to take. And I want to give you the opportunity to take that this morning. In just a moment, we're going to sing another song. And as we sing this song, this is going to be your opportunity to respond to whatever it is that God's calling you to do today. Maybe you're here and you would say, I have never put my trust in Jesus Christ as Lord, but today I recognize that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, that he rose again, and anyone who calls upon the name of Jesus will be saved. And so today, I am ready to call upon the name of Jesus. If that's you, as we sing, I'm going to be standing right down front. I'd love to talk with you and pray with you. You can step out of your seat and join me down here. Now, maybe you're here and you would say, I've given my life to Christ already, but I've not yet taken that next step of baptism by immersion. And today you're ready to make that commitment so that you can publicly profess Christ as Lord in that obedient way. If that's you, I would invite you to respond as well. Maybe you're here though and you would say, I've given my life to Christ. I've already been baptized by immersion. I've been visiting First Baptist Church Stockdale, and I know that God is calling me to make this my church home, to not simply just come and sit, but to come and be a part of the mission and the purpose that God has for us right here at First Baptist Church Stockdale. If God's calling you to become a member today, I would invite you to respond as well. I'd love to talk with you and pray with you. But whatever it is that God is calling you to do in these final moments, I would encourage you to respond obediently. Would you stand with me right now? Let's go to the Lord in prayer together.
Thanks for listening to our weekly message podcast. At the end of every service, I offer an invitation to respond, and I'd like to invite you to respond today. If you'd like to make Jesus Christ your Lord, or if you'd like information about membership here at First Baptist Stockdale, then head on over to fbcstockdale.org/respond. Your response will come directly to me, and I'll follow up with you this week. God bless you, and have a great week.